Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah continues from the first Mishnah to discuss various types of judgment and how many dayanim, how many judges are required to render that judgment. The Mishnah says, Makos, issues of lashes, and lashes are given when a person violates an active negative prohibition in the Torah. If there are witnesses who warned him not to and he does it, he would get lashes. That is b'shlosha, that is adjudicated by a court of three judges. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Chachamim said that he was of the opinion that b'esther m'shlosha, it needs 23 judges. And 23 judges are usually reserved for capital cases, but he believes corporal punishment as well requires 23 judges. There are various opinions in the Gemara as to why this is. One of the opinions, the opinion of Rava, is because, as Rashi explains Rava's position, that since when a person violates a law in the Torah, they really deserve capital punishment. But the Torah did not require that. The Torah was lenient on him. So since it is a form of misa, it's almost a form of a minimal death by having to incur the corporal punishment. So it's a form of misa, and therefore it also requires 23 judges. The Mishnah continues, Ibur HaChodesh. Ibur HaChodesh is what we commonly call Kiddush HaChodesh, is when the Beis Din decides, since it takes the moon only 29 and a half days and a little change to go around the earth, and therefore a month could either be 29 days or 30 days. Beis Din is the one who determines whether or not it's a 29-day month or a 30-day month, and that determination is done b'shlosha by three judges. Ibur HaShana, the determination of whether or not we're going to have a leap year, adding an extra month, an extra Adar, that is done b'shlosha. That is done with three judges. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that he said no. B'shlosha maschilin, you begin the issue being discussed with three dayanim, three judges, and they discuss whether it's necessary or it's not necessary. And if one of them says that they need to, and the other two say we don't, so then that case is over. They don't go any further. They don't make an extra leap year. However, if two of them say yes, even if one of them says no, then they move on to add judges. V'chamisha nosim v'nosin. That with v'chamisha, they use five judges. In other words, they add another two to discuss the matter. Nosim v'nosin, they give a whole discussion whether they should or they shouldn't. Again, if the majority rules that they should consider it, then v'gorin b'shiva, they complete the issue with seven. They add another two judges, so they now have seven. And at that point, they again render a judgment. If the majority rules that they need to add an extra month, they do at that point. Now, however, even though this is suggested by Rav Shimon Gamliel to use three, five, and seven, it's actually interesting that the Gemara says that this is actually an allusion to the Birchas Kohanim, the blessings that the Kohanim give, and that is you have in the first blessing, Yivrechecha Hashem v'yishmerech, you have three words, second one has five words, and the last one has seven words, and it's corresponding to that. We want to inject some bracha into this decision. So, but the Mishnah concludes, Vim gamru b'shlosha mu'beres. However, even according to the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, you need three, five, and seven. If, however, they concluded just with the three judges, that is mu'beres, it's effective, and if they make such a decision and they are qualified to do so, the shana, the year, becomes a leap year, and they add an extra Adar.